Robin, I'm not sure if this story is true. I think it's more of a campfire tale than anything. But my brother-in-law says that when he was in the Boy Scouts, they'd send each kid out for a night alone in the woods with a package of raw hamburger to eat for dinner.
Did they give them matches and remind them to make a burger within an hour before it goes bad, or animals start smelling you hiking around with raw meat? It becomes like anyway, not a good idea, I don't think.
Sounds dangerous. Mm-hmm. But anyways, the reason I tell that is because we are going to talk with Kathy Guntz now, our resident chef. Come on in, Kathy, about preparing food outdoors, and there's going to be no raw hamburger on this camping trip, I promise.
Absolutely none whatsoever. That sounds like a real story to me, actually.
It sounds real, yeah. But but for what we really need to do now, if you go camping, you know, preparation is everything, how to keep things safe. So tell us what we do before we start.
Well, you know, some of them are pretty obvious and smart. You want to pack as lightly as you can. You want to get really organized at home and think through your meals and only bring what you're going to be cooking. I mean, yeah, bring snacks, but think about it. Oh, when I make that pancake batter, I need a bowl. Do I need a whisk? Okay, I'll bring that. So kind of basic stuff. Another tip is chill all your food before you pack it in a cooler so the ingredients don't bring the cooler temperature up. You want to keep everything cool. And you always want to plan to eat the more perishable foods first, avoiding the chance that they're going to go bad. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on, but I'd rather tell you about some really fun recipes I developed.
Let's do it. Your first one is for a fish that is cooked in tin foil.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds super sophisticated. Let me also just point out that these are not recipes for people who are hiking 20 miles to a remote campground and can't carry a heavy skillet and a fresh fillet of fish, or maybe they'll catch a trout lakeside. Who knows? But this is way simpler than it sounds. You make a fire, you let it cook down so you have a hot bed of coals. You put some baby new potatoes in foil. Let those get going. Meanwhile, big piece of foil, you put in a fish fillet. It could be cod or flounder or sole or halibut. It could be a trout you just caught. And you're going to cover it with some parsley and basil, some cherry tomatoes, olive oil, and lemon. And you're going to then put those potatoes you pre-cooked in there, put them on the fire, seal the foil up, and within about 15, 20 minutes, you have this gorgeous full meal inside a foil packet.
Wonderful. You also have a suggestion for corn. You know, you can just throw that in a bag. It doesn't go bad. But the cooking it, how would you suggest it?
Yes. Do not husk it, because in this case, again, you're very hot fire. I cook this at the same time as the fish dish. You put the corn directly on the heat. And then at home, before you leave, you're going to make two flavored butters. One combines summer herbs and lemon zest, and the other one chopped green chili pepper, like a jalapeno, with lime zest. And you're going to roll those into cigar shapes and freeze them. And then while you're on your camping trip, now, let's also be honest, you can do this in your backyard. You're going to just slice off the butter as you need it. You're going to grill the corn in the husk about 10 minutes, peel it off, throw some of that flavored butter right on the hot steaming corn, and just delicious.
I think you're not roughing it at this
camping site, I think we're glamping here.
Well, this is a little glamping, but it's also eating well, which makes, for me, makes being outdoors that much better.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Why suffer?
Now, Kathy, you mentioned the corn. You put that butter on the corn. What else can you do with that butter? Because it sounds pretty versatile.
Anything. You could cook your eggs in the morning. You could spread it on bread for a sandwich. You could add it to noodles. You could stir fry vegetables in it. That butter will take you far over a 2, 3, 4, 5 day camping trip.
Yeah. But you cannot. It's like a law, I think, that you cannot go camping without making s'mores.
And well, yeah, I agree.
You've updated this.
Well, I started thinking, what can you do with s'mores? I mean, it's pretty basic. You put a marshmallow on a stick, you burn it, you put it between graham crackers and chocolate. I decided, what if you took a skillet, lined the bottom with graham crackers, so that's like your crust. Then you put some chocolate chips on, and you cut some marshmallows in half, and you scatter fresh summer berries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and you cook it right on the fire until the chocolate melts. The marshmallows will get soft and a little golden brown, but be careful not to let it burn. So I call it an open face s'more and berry pie.
I tell you,
oh,
it's wonderful. I have a nephew who does this in the oven. He just put, I was the graham crackers, the chocolate,
too.
and does it in the oven. So we'll have all of this at herenow.org.
Kathy, you said you're supposed to burn the marshmallow if you're making them the traditional way. I think that is a very controversial take on your part.
It is controversial, but I stand by it. I have been berated at campfires letting mine burn. I let it just catch fire, blow it out, black on the outside, gooey inside. That's the perfect marshmallow.
Carcinogens.
For me. There you go. Please feel free to write and tell me I'm wrong.
We'll have all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, thanks so much. As always, you're
Thank
great.
Thank you. Happy camping.